Alright folks, welcome back to Depression to Drive, your daily dose of gentle motivation to get moving, both physically and emotionally. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into a topic that hits close to home for many of us. Building healthy relationships after depression. Let's be real, when you're battling the blues, it can feel like connecting with others is an impossible mission. But trust me, it's not. Think about this. You wouldn't expect a car to run smoothly on empty, right? Relationships are kind of like that. We all need that fuel of connection and support, especially when we're going through tough times. So today, we're going to talk about how to rebuild those bridges, how to create genuine connections, and most importantly, how to show up authentically in your relationships even when you're still on the healing journey. Let's get down to business with 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your relationship game. Number 1. Be patient with yourself and others. This is huge. Ever felt like you were playing catch up? Depression often makes it tough to keep up with social cues, conversations, or even just showing up consistently. That's totally okay. Just remember, recovery takes time, and everyone involved needs to be patient. Don't expect instant fixes or perfect relationships overnight. It's a journey, people. Celebrate the small wins along the way, like simply making eye contact, smiling genuinely, or remembering someone's name. These little things add up, trust me. Number 2, practice active listening. This is more than just hearing words. It's about truly understanding what someone else is saying and feeling. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and really focus on the other person. Ask clarifying questions, show empathy, and reflect back what you hear to ensure you're on the same page. It's amazing how powerful this simple act can be in building trust and connection. Number 3, communicate your needs clearly and honestly. This is crucial. It's easy to withdraw when we're feeling down, but bottling up our emotions only creates distance. Take a deep breath and express what you need, whether it's space, support, or simply someone to listen. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness. It's the key to building genuine intimacy. Number 4, set healthy boundaries. This is about protecting your energy and well-being. You don't have to say yes to everything or everyone. It's okay to decline invitations, set limits on phone calls, or even politely end a conversation that's draining you. Remember, taking care of yourself is essential for building healthy relationships with others. And number 5, celebrate the wins. Don't forget to acknowledge the progress you're making. Did you have a meaningful conversation? Did you reach out to someone who needed support? Did you simply show up and be present? These are all victories worth celebrating. Remember, building healthy relationships is a journey, not a destination. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you've reconnected with an old friend after years apart. You both acknowledge the challenges you faced individually, but there's a renewed sense of understanding and connection. You laugh together, share stories, and feel genuinely supported. That feeling, that warmth and genuine connection, that's what we're striving for. So how can you put these takeaways into action today? Maybe reach out to someone you haven't spoken to in a while. Express your gratitude for a loved one. Set aside time for a meaningful conversation. Even small steps forward can make a world of difference. Remember, building healthy relationships after depression isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up authentically, taking care of yourself, and connecting with others on a deeper level. You got this. Keep driving towards your goals, one step at a time. And don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of motivation and inspiration. Until then, keep pushing forward, keep shining bright, and remember, you are not alone on this journey.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.